With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A major announcement on President Trump's tariffs. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent spoke with reporters at the White House.
We're going to go down to a 10% baseline tariff for them, and China will be raised to 125 due to their insistence on escalation.
Investors had been desperate for President Trump to ease up on his tariffs. He posted on Truth Social that because more than 75 countries had reached out to the U.S. government for trade talks and had not retaliated in meaningful ways, he had authorized a 90-day pause. The 10% tariff was the baseline rate for most nations that went into effect on Saturday. It's meaningfully lower than the 20% tariff the president had set for goods from the European Union, 24% on imports from Japan, and 25% on products from South Korea. Also at SRNNews.com, inundated rivers are the latest threat from persistent storms that have killed at least 23 people. And at least 157 tornadoes struck within 7 days beginning March 30th, according to a preliminary report from the National Weather Service. Flood danger remains elsewhere, including parts of Tennessee, Arkansas, and Indiana. National Weather Service meteorologist Ron Steve in Kentucky.
The Ohio River at Louisville is going to be cresting this afternoon. The stage is expected to be right at 37 feet on the upper gauge and at 68.4 feet on the lower gauge. And just for historical perspective, that's the highest crest we've seen on the Ohio since 1997.
President Trump has signed 4 executive orders aimed at boosting coal. This will allow some older coal-fired power plants to keep producing electricity. This is SRN News. The IRS drops its investigation of a Florida church.
The congregation of the New Way Christian Fellowship in Palm Coast prayed during services for a local political candidate. That prompted the tax agency to launch a probe, which has now been finally called off. First Liberty Institute defended the church, and spokesman Jeremy Diss says, quote, "We're pleased the IRS not only closed its investigation, but affirmed that this church's activities of praying for political candidates during its church service do not threaten its tax-exempt status." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is warning that persecution of Christians and other religious minorities is reaching crisis levels in India. A new report by the commission finds that vigilante violence, targeted and arbitrary killings and demolition of property and places of worship are spreading widely. The commission blames harsh rhetoric by Hindu nationalist leaders. This is SRN News. From the Foreign Desk, correspondent Lisa Adams Wagner is reporting South Sudan has reversed its decision to deny entry to a deportee. That's after the U.S. revoked the visas of all South Sudanese citizens.
Officials in South Sudan say they will allow a foreign national entry into the country after their initial refusal to do so prompted the United States to revoke the visas of all of its citizens. A foreign affairs ministry spokesperson said Tuesday that Congolese national Makula Kintu will be allowed in the spirit of maintaining friendly relations between South Sudan and the United States. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced on Saturday that the U.S. would revoke all visas for South Sudanese citizens. He said that was because the country had failed to accept the return of its citizens deported from the United States in a timely manner. I'm Lisa Adams Wagner.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.